Now the infinitive is the pure act of the verbal activity. Why am I up here? I am not on earth anymore. I am up in the realm of the ideas, in the Platonic realm where the idea, the ideas, those abstract, perfect forms are that determine all of the mere mortal passing and shadowing realities of this world. Look, up there is to loose. The very concept of loosing. Over there. To leave. Over there. To kill, to maim. Well, all right. Here you have the perfect verbal activity unencumbered by specificities such as person and number, time, none of that. This is just the pure activity coming, loosing, healing, leaving. All those things are here in the eternal realm, which affects our realm in this way. When we take these pure acts, most of the time, we take them, and what do with them? Oh, it's disgusting. We take them and we come down here and we put on things like person and number and time. But after we thus use them, what happens? To the realm of the perfect ideas. All right? Folks, that's what we're on about today. We are on about the infinitive. And would you please open your English review for Greek to page 2. Page 2. The little small print right in the center of the page, B1. Infinitives. An infinitive is a form of the verb which in English is headed by to love, to have loved. An infinitive may be the equivalent of a noun. Considering the following examples, each contains an infinitive, which describes an activity as if it were a thing or concept. To succeed brings satisfaction. I love to play. So this is the abstract notion of playing. Succeeding. We can do this in our language with the infinitive to play or to succeed, or we also use, I'll put this up over here, we also use a gerund, which is a participle used as a noun. Playing is fun. All right? When we say playing, that is a gerund, it's a participle used as the equivalent of an infinitive, to play, which is itself the equivalent of the act of playing. Greek does not have gerunds. So it uses the infinitive for this kind of concept. Now, The infinitive is then used as the abstract concept, equivalent of a noun, of a verbal activity.